Members, the House will come to order. Members, if you can begin to take your seats. Good morning, members and visitors in the gallery. I'd ask that you all please rise for the prayer. We are pleased to have with us today a former representative of this House, Commissioner Mel Ponder, at my invitation. Commissioner Ponder, please approach the well.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. I'm not going to cry this time. Thanks. It's a great honor. Mr. Speaker, thank you. It's a great honor to be with you today. Let's pray. Good morning, Lord. We give you thanks for this amazing day. Though we make up many parts within this great body, may we stand together today knowing how good and pleasant it is where the brethren dwell together in unity. For there, Lord, you command the blessing. Lord, we are journeying through unprecedented times. We've come through a tough year, still tough in many ways. But we choose this day to seek first your kingdom, knowing that your light shines brightest in darkness. We call upon heaven to invade earth, to bring an end to this virus and its effects. For the hope we have is in you. Comfort those hurting, those still struggling, and bring peace to the medical community, first responders, and all called into harm's way. Father, I give you thanks for our speaker, Chris Sprouse, a leader full of wisdom. Protect, lead, and guide him, his wife, his family. But in this season, I humbly ask that you would pour out your spirit upon him, give him a daily refreshing of your favor, a discerning heart to govern the people, and increased understanding to distinguish between right and wrong. Bless and honor his leadership team and every member of this House. May we always keep before us the legacy and heritage you desire. Whether it's the cloud of witnesses on these walls or in the heavenly host, let us run with perseverance the race marked before us. Lord, I thank you that all here are called to their family, communities, their trade, and to this state. The Lord has anointed you and appointed you for this seat. So rise up in the boldness of the Acts of the Apostles and contend in prayer, standing in one accord and pursuing the miraculous. To rise up in the confidence of the faithful in numbers, to contend for this land, the land the Lord your God is giving us, an exceedingly great land, and to know full well that you are able to legislate for it. Come on, Florida House, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. You don't light a lamp and put it under a basket, but by letting your good works be seen by others and glorifying our Father in heaven. Be encouraged today, House. This is your time. Lord, stir up the gift of God in each of them, for you've not given them a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Bless and protect your people. Continue to heal our land. Flood us in this state with your goodness. Fill us with hope. May our cups run over. May you do great things this year in and through this great team. We cannot wait to see it. There is great anticipation. So come, Lord, touch our hearts today. We love you, and we bless you, for you are good. We ask all this in your holy name. And everybody said, amen.
Commissioner Ponder, I have missed that. Welcome back to the Florida House. Members, since the last time we were together in this chamber, we have been faced with a number of tragedies, for which I would like to ask for a moment of silence. In February, two FBI agents were killed while serving a warrant in a child exploitation case in Sunrise, Florida. Agents Daniel Alfin and Laura Schwarzenberger were put themselves in harm's way in order to protect a child. Representative Hofchowski, I understand that this tragedy is particularly close to home for you as Agent Schwarzenberger attended your church. In January, Master Corporal Brian Levine was on a shift away from retirement in Hillsborough County when his patrol car was intentionally struck in a senseless act of murder. Today we share in the pain and sorrow of his family and in his community. Just a few weeks ago in my home county in Pinellas, Sheriff Deputy Michael Magley was killed in the line of duty while trying to stop a drunk driver. During that same period of time, several members of our House family have lost members of their own families. Representative Rayner, Snyder, Williamson, and Woodson, we are so sorry and mourn with you your loss and the loss of your family. Members, we stand together as this House in times of loss as well as in times of celebration. Please join me in a moment of silence to honor the lives and memories of those who have passed. Thank you. The clerk will unlock the machine and members will record their presence. Have all members recorded their presence? Have all members recorded their presence? The clerk will lock the machine and announce the presence of a quorum.
115 members voting. A quorum is present, Mr. Speaker.
Members, a quorum being present, the House of Representatives is declared officially in session for the 123rd regular session of the legislature since statehood in 1845. The members and visitors in the gallery will please rise and remain standing for the presentation of our colors, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance and the National Anthem. The colors will be presented today by members of the 101st Air and Space Operational Group at Tyndall Air Force Base. We're pleased to have with us Airman First Class Kim Tate, Staff Sergeant Tyler Turnmeyer, Senior Airman Ulysses Bunting, Master Sergeant Kelsey Brunson, Master Sergeant Cedric Miller, and Master Sergeant Danielle Naiman. Post the colors. Post the colors. Present the colors. Leading us, members, today in the Pledge of Allegiance, Representative Zika from his desk.
I pledge the allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, liberty and justice for all.
We are honored to have with us Erica DeSigley joining us today to sing the national anthem. Mrs. DeSigley, please approach the well.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the
Still our favorite DeSigley. Retire the colors. Members, we are pleased to have with us the doctor of the day, Dr. Paul Stevenson, a pulmonary and critical care doctor from Gainesville, at the invitation of his mom, Representative Stevenson. Welcome, Dr. Stevenson. We are pleased to have with us, as law enforcement officer of the day, Detective Anthony Peterson with the St. Petersburg Police Department at my invitation. Detective Peterson has been with the St. Petersburg Police Department for nearly 30 years. During his service to the state of Florida, he has been shot on two different occasions. Once while stopping an armed robbery in progress, while he spent a month in the intensive care unit, and the second time when locating a suspect in a child abuse case. Each time he returned to work to continue to serve the people of his community. Detective Peterson, your dedication, your commitment to protecting the men and women of St. Petersburg is an inspiration to all of us. I'm honored to have you as our inaugural law enforcement officer of the day of the Florida House of Representatives. You have our thanks and our gratitude. Detective Peterson, welcome to the Florida House. Members, you may not have noticed, but we unveiled a new piece of art in the rotunda yesterday. It is 372,000 piece replica of the Florida Historic Capitol, gifted to us by our friends at Legoland Florida. Please join me in welcoming Karen Case, Rex Jackson, and Nick Miller from Legoland Florida in Winter Haven in the West Gallery. Welcome to the Florida House. Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, show the journal approved. Members, it is my pleasure to introduce the Lieutenant Governor and members of the Florida Cabinet that are here today. The Lieutenant Governor of the State of Florida, the Honorable Jeanette Nunez. The Attorney General of the great state of Florida, the Honorable Ashley Moody. The Chief Financial Officer of the state of Florida, the Honorable Jimmy Patronis. The Commissioner of Agriculture of the state of Florida, the Honorable Nikki Freed. Speaker Pro Tem Avila, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It is my pleasure to introduce justices from the Supreme Court of Florida. Joining us today are the Honorable Charles T. Kennedy, Chief Justice. The Honorable Ricky Polston. The Honorable Adeline Lawson. The Honorable Carlos Muñiz. The Honorable John Coryell. And the Honorable Jamie Grosshans. Welcome to the Florida House. Members, please be seated for Speaker Sproul's remarks.
Thank you, Speaker Pro Tem Avila. Members, when we were last together in this chamber, I talked to you for 40 minutes. Don't worry, today I'm only going to talk to you for four. Find out whose bills they are. Chairman Trumbull, take note. Back then, I shared to you with my vision of our work together. I won't rehash all of those points today, but I do want to take this moment to say thank you to all of you who took me up on my invitation to have a new type of conversation in this House. To those of you who came to my office to talk, thank you for your openness and for bringing not only your desire to speak, but your willingness to listen. For those of you who went even further and took up the gauntlet on issues, thank you. Thank you for insisting that every child can learn to read, for believing that every child should understand how lucky they are to be an American. Thank you for recognizing that our communities must be about protecting both from flooding caused by the rising seas and from intolerance created by the rising woke agenda. Thank you for being willing to blow up a workforce system that has forgotten how to get people work, and for taking on a higher education establishment that seems more worried about social justice than they are about social mobility. Thank you for looking for solutions to failures in Black maternal health care and for finding ways to right the wrongs in foster care. Thank you for tackling the intractable problems of government accountability and ethics, and for promoting laws that encourage entrepreneurship and economic freedom. There are so many other issues and too many members to mention all of you by name. But know that you have my admiration for your willingness to take on complicated problems and my respect for the courage to wade into difficult fights. Over the last decade, this House has been successful in pursuing a consistent and familiar agenda. But as we begin this new decade, I see fresh ideas in the bills that have been filed and the beginnings of a new conservative vision that empowers individuals, holds government to account, and prepares Florida today for the problems of tomorrow. Of course, all of these issues are wrapped around and reshaped by the impacts of COVID-19. We have much work to do to address the pandemic and to ensure that our laws align with the real-world problems that we've encountered over this past year. I could spend another 20 minutes talking to you about policy, but I only have 2 minutes left. A lot has been written and said about the session that starts today, and much more will be written in the days and the weeks to come. Most of it is nonsense. Nearly all of it is wrong. Whether it's contained in a newspaper article written by a reporter who's too self-righteous to be self-aware, or told to you from an outside lobbyist who pretends to be an insider, all of this commentary has the same reductive agenda. They want to reframe session as being about only the subset of issues that they care about. Or worse, they want to turn everything into a make-believe boxing match between the House and the Senate, or the legislature and the governor. This session that you read about, the one you hear about, it doesn't exist. There isn't one session. There are thousands of sessions. Every participant in this process, from the most seasoned committee chair down to the newest freshman, from the cynical veteran lobbyist to the bright-eyed intern, each and every one will have their own experience of session. The issues they and you will work on will feel like they are at the center of session. And for all intents and purposes, they are. See, session, it isn't a sporting event. It's more like a state fair. No two people at the fair have the same experience. The choices they make, the rides they pick or avoid, the games they play or pass, the food they choose to eat or the food they choose to ignore, the people they choose to surround themselves with, and the people they choose to shun. All of those things define their experience. And those are the things that will define each of our individual sessions over the next 60 days. Of those thousands of possible sessions, some could be amazing. Some could be life-changing. and others could be hardly worth our time. Which path we walk won't be determined by external forces. It won't be governed by some grand plan, and it isn't about what's done to us or what we are allowed to do. Our session will be shaped by the decisions that we make, by the opportunities that we seize, by our willingness to stretch, grow, and take risks. Will we be brave or boring? Will we hide inside our safe spaces where we are right and everyone else is wrong, or will we climb to find higher common ground? Will we spend our days chasing praise on Twitter, or will we actually change policy to improve the lives of Floridians? Will we have the capacity to recognize that while we are at the center of our own session, we are not necessarily at the center of everyone else's? Those choices, they rest entirely with us. In the few short months since we began this journey together, we have transformed this House. We have asked our staff to lift you up. We have asked our committee and subcommittee chairs to collaborate with you. We've improved communication in the House and opened up the committee process in new ways. We've endeavored to keep you safe amid the pandemic. We have embraced our freshmen and worked to make sure they are the best trained class in legislative history. But all of that is prologue and preparation. Here on day one of session is where and when it truly begins. Members, the privilege of this job, of being your speaker, is that I get to sit and stand at the center of this vast, unmappable Venn diagram and glimpse briefly into each one of your individual sessions. And from where I'm standing, I see so much potential. I see so much opportunity. I see so much promise in this room. The door is open. Session is here. The decisions are yours. It's time to win the day. What happens next is up to you. Choose wisely. May God bless all of you, God bless your families, and God bless the great state of Florida. Are there communications on the desk?
On the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Read the communication.
The Honorable Wilton Simpson, President, the Florida Senate. The Honorable Chris Sprouse, Speaker, Florida House of Representatives. Dear President Simpson and Speaker Sprouse, as Governor of Florida, I respectfully request the opportunity to present the State of the State Address to the joint session of the Florida Legislature on Tuesday, March 2nd, 2021 at 11 o'clock a.m. Florida's future remains bright and our state is leading the nation on multiple fronts. Thanks to our ongoing commitment during the COVID-19 emergency to protect public health and safety while safeguarding individual liberties, including the right to earn a living and operate a business, we have been able to lift Floridians up instead of locking our state down. Thanks to our efforts in keeping our kids in school, helping our families continue working, and prioritizing our state's 4.5 million seniors in vaccinations, our economic recovery is outpacing other states. Florida remains poised to continue making historic investments in issues that matter most to Floridians, including our K-12 education system and teachers, efforts to enhance mental health support within our communities, and our ongoing commitment to preserving and protecting Florida's environmental resources. I look forward to discussing these topics on my Florida Leads budget for fiscal year 2021-2022 before the joint session. Sincerely, Ron DeSantis, Governor. Reading the communication, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose does Representative Renner rise?
For a motion, Mr. Speaker.
You're recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the clerk read the message from the Senate and that SCR 1340 be introduced and read twice by title, and upon its adoption, lay HCR 1263 on the table.
Representative Renner moves that the clerk read the message from the Senate and that SCR 1340 be introduced and read twice by title, and upon its adoption, lay HCR 1263 on the table. All in favor say yea.
Yea.
All opposed, no. Show the motion is approved. Read the message followed by a reading of the resolution twice by title.
The Honorable Chris Sprouse, Speaker, I am directed to inform the House of Representatives that the Senate has adopted SCR 1340 and requests the concurrence of the House. Debbie Brown, Secretary.
Representative Renner, you're recognized to explain the resolution.
This concurrent resolution.
I apologize, Representative Renner, that was only read once. We have to read one more time.
By Senator Pasademo, Senate Concurrent Resolution 1340, a concurrent resolution providing that the House of Representatives and the Senate convene in joint session for the purpose of receiving a message from the Governor. By Senator Pasademo, Senate Concurrent Resolution 1340, a concurrent resolution providing that the House of Representatives and the Senate convene in joint session for the purpose of receiving a message from the Governor.
Representative Renner, you're recognized to explain the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This concurrent resolution authorizes the House and the Senate to meet in a joint session in their respective chambers at 11 a.m. for the purpose of receiving the governor's message.
Members, are there questions? Representative Renner, you're recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that we adopt SCR 1340.
Representative Renner now moves that we adopt SCR 1340. Is there debate? Seeing none, all in favor say yay.
Yay.
All opposed, no. Show the resolution adopted in HCR 1263 laid on the table. I'm directing the clerk to, upon adjournment, inform the Senate via message that the House is convened for the 2021 regular session and is ready to transact business. Representative Renner, you're recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn for the purpose of receiving reports, holding committee and subcommittee meetings, and conducting other House business to reconvene for the joint session at 11 a.m. today, March 2nd, 2021, or upon the call of the Speaker.
Representative Renner moves that the House adjourn for the purpose of receiving reports, holding committee and subcommittee meetings, and conducting other House business to reconvene for the joint session at 11 a.m. today or upon call of the Speaker. All in favor say yay.
Yay.
All opposed, no. Show the motion approved. The House stands adjourned. Please, members, stay close for the joint session as we will begin promptly at 11 a.m.